Alexa.
I'm okay. You can go to the next person.
Okay, Thomas O'Rourke.
I pass as well.
Okay, Jim Osborne.
Thank you. Couple of points, I guess. You know, we had 4 years of probably, I think what we would all agree is maybe the worst presidential administration in the history of America. And I think about what Pacifica could have meant and should have meant. And I just think we, you know, we should all, you know, realize that we kind of missed our heyday. I mean, when I look at the numbers for Pacifica across the five stations, it's just shockingly bad. And people talk about Lou Hill, and they make an argument based on his vision, which we all respect and admire. But some of us respectfully sound like Justice Scalia with original intent. None of you know what Lou Hill would really think about the way his vision is being operated on the verge of going into bankruptcy. 120 little mini directors, you know, trying to run a network when they, half of them didn't even get a degree in communications or have any experience in business. So, you know, don't speak to me about what Lou Hill would see for his vision unless you agree with Justice Scalia and you think you can go back and figure out what the founders think, because I don't think much of that interpretation, and I don't think any of you do either. So I'd like to hear from our supporters. Maybe I'm wrong, and I think, you know, our listeners are going to tell us, and I'm not afraid of what our listeners are going to say one way or the other. And it really kind of bothers me that some people really are so kind of threatened by actually letting listeners vote on a Democratic proposal.
Next.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Yeah, I find it interesting that anybody from the New Day Pacifica side would say, you know, they have no reverence for Lou Hill. You know, and see, that's the crux of this whole argument. That's the crux of this whole argument. If you don't understand that vision, if you don't understand that, then, you know, you're in the wrong place. You know, I mean, that's what this network was put together for, to provide an opportunity for the masses to have a voice without corporate control. And it's been successful at doing so. It's still successful at doing so. You know, if the people, if the New Day people had put their energy into helping to rebuild the network instead of trying to drive it into bankruptcy, you know, so that they can pick it off, you know, maybe we would be a lot further. And, you know, and speaking of bankruptcy, you know, can you imagine what a 20, 30, 40% drop in station revenues would, how that would affect this network? Now, you're talking about going into bankruptcy. And if the New Day people win, okay, and disenfranchise all these listeners, and they talk about, yeah, there'll be a vote. Yeah, look, for the first 4 years, their organization is going to be run by four handpicked individuals. And you're talking about people, you know, who, you never run a network before. Okay. So now we're going to put the fate of the network in the hands, you know, of four amateurs, you know, as opposed to, a governing body, with broad interest.
Time.
Okay. Ralph Pointer.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, so much has been said, but if I could encapsulate my thoughts, It would be if I were looking to destroy an institution, I would take the steps that New Day Pacifica has taken. But being that I'm not looking to destroy this institution, I go to Nancy Reagan for guidance. Remember, she said, just say no. And so that's what I'm going to ask all of my friends and associates and folks who support the concept of Pacifica and say, just say no. Thank you.
Sandra Rawline.
Thank you. Okay, so, gosh, we are all supposed to be rowing in the same direction if we want to succeed. And that hasn't happened in a long time. And I think that's probably the reason for the New Day Pacifica referendum. Aside from the fact that we do need professionals in charge, that's the best way to run an organization. We're all volunteers, and some of us are better experienced at certain things than others. But the bottom line is, we have to put the foundation first and foremost, and we have to learn how to work together in order to optimize what the Pacifica Foundation could and should be. That being said, I will reiterate that it is not doing away with democratization. It's changing the structure somewhat, but it is still allowing the membership to have a say. And they want to have a say. So I think we should allow that. And if they don't pass, then we need to go back to the drawing board and fix what's wrong with our current bylaws. If they do pass, give it a chance. Let's roll up our sleeves and see what we can do to help make it better. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see, where were we? Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah, James, hold my time. I see that number again. 9765, is that Wally? Wally, is that you? 9765? 832-9765, last four. If not, I ask the host to remove that person.
Yes, that is Wally.
Well, I'd like to hear from that. I'd like to hear from Wally, if that's okay.
Well, I have his number, Lawrence.
Okay. Then, there's just a lot of strange things going on here.
Yeah, I know, I know.
All right, thank you. So, to invoke the name of Scalia, a true daughter of the revolution, a true son of the revolution, is blasphemous. To invoke him and compare Pacifica to the philosophy of Justice Scalia is outrageous. It's just beyond pale. So Pacifica does not need to be made great again. I know there's a lot of Trumpian philosophy that's going out there that, you know, you got to make Pacifica great again, just like that knucklehead wanted to make America great again. So Pacifica's great, it's been great, and it will remain great in spite of this attempt. So, and Lou Hill set the table for democracy in Pacifica. And the bylaws were written by listener activists, media activists, during that time of the writing of the bylaws. So, and democracy, I want to remind the Yes campaign, is not a collection of Democratic Party stars. Democracy is a collection of the people that pay the bills. And those are our listeners. And those are the staff that labor in the stations, in order for us to remain vibrant and sustainable. So it's not a collection of Democratic stars. You could, we have endorsers too. We have Sinishia, and I could go on with the list of endorsers. Mumia Abu-Jamal, who's being who's being murdered by the state of Pennsylvania. So again, those are the kind of people that back the decentralization of Pacifica. So don't even try pinning us with that onus of Justice Scalia. Please vote no. Go to PacificaFightback.org.
Okay. Sean Rhodes.
I have nothing more to add.
Okay.
Thank you.
James Sagerton.
Thank you, and I again ask that somebody could keep an eye on my time while I'm speaking.
I will, James.
Thank you, Lawrence. I want to comment on the idea that somehow democracy will continue under the New Day bylaws. And again, I say that the result is racist and sexist and elitist, and with no necessary intent on the part of those who promote these bylaws, but that's the result, because you'll have fewer people, and that's what tends to happen in a situation like that. You'll get more men, you get fewer people of color, etc. So, and in addition to that, in this transition period, I think it's been misspoken a couple of times during this segment. One person said a year. I think another person said 3 months. I believe that the four people that are going to be directors in the transition period will serve for 3 years with not having run against anyone in an election, just being a byproduct of this bylaws referendum. So I think that's very complicated and distressful and wrong for our network. I also want to comment on the fact that came out recently that some stations have more members than others because they are offering members the chance to enroll family members when they make their initial contribution. And some stations, such as WBI, don't do that. Apparently KPFA does do that. So, it seems like the deck is stacked against certain stations to begin with. And, finally, I want to say that I think that, we should not give up on our bylaws. Yes, our bylaws contain a provision for reform. We can change our bylaws, and we should do so without expensive referendums over and over again. Thank you.
Turn the time back over to you, James.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner.
Yes, hi. I'm here. Without any personal attacks or any on anybody or anyone trying to bring about change, I'm definitely for sending this to the membership to vote on and move from there. While, as I said before, there are many areas that need to be flushed out, as well as areas that we currently operate under. So leave it to the membership to make their decisions on how we move forward. And I appreciate this opportunity to at least speak out about how we as a board feel about this, and let's move on. Yes, we can make change, and yes, we do need change. I just have some questions and reservations about the changes being proposed here. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Beth von Gunten.
Thank you. Yes, I was first recruited to run for the local station board not quite 2 years ago on the basis of my previous experience with nonprofit board governance. I've sat on a number of boards. I've gone through a lot of board training. I take more whenever I have the chance. It's where my general focus has been within organizations. And I find the discussion of these new bylaws to be misleading, that this constant demand for professionals and delegitimization of the diversity of the boards really conflates governance and management and operations and program. And there's a place for each in an organization. The nonprofit law provides for oversight and accountability. And the discussion dismissing anyone who's not a radio professional or broadcast professional really devalues diversity. Racial, certainly, but not just racial. Its boards are designed to be, deliberately designed to be diverse, because more diverse boards are more effective and more responsive to those they serve. And there's been research done on that. It's well documented. It's condescending to suggest that we cannot conduct our own business. And the current New Day effort feels like an effort to wholesale take us apart, to take us, the listener members, out of the equation and to zero us out. And so I can't support that. I support standing by our current configuration. We should revise our bylaws within our current structure. Thank you.
Okay. Tom, please.
Is that me?
That would be you.
Okay. With our federal government doing everything it can to suppress democracy in many countries, to take advantage of scooping up their national resources and stuff, it's up to this network to to take the leadership in reestablishing democracy. That's full democracy within this country and all of the other countries that we're doing, that our federal government is doing everything it can to suppress democracy in other countries. So I vote no on this. Pacifica needs to take the leadership in restoring democracy, not just within Pacifica, but within the rest of the world. So I vote no, and I encourage everybody else to vote no. Thank you.
All right. Alex Steinberg.
Okay. I want to ask Lyndon Foley. Lyndon, if you think you're in an election, could you tell me who you're running against? I also want to point out this continuing assault of disinformation coming from the New Day Pacific campaign. I've heard Beth Keen say that we're about to default on our loan. Well, guess what? We did not default on our loan. We extended the loan. The FJC Foundation was very happy to do that with us. And I'll read a little statement from our auditor. The Pacifica National Board and management of the foundation has implemented various financial policies and directives, which appear to have a positive impact on the foundation's financial condition. I don't think they would have written, our auditor, who's an objective observer, would have written anything like that if we were about to go under, as the New Day Pacifica supporters continue to tell us. They also tell us that we're only here because we got some government handouts due to the pandemic. Well, you're not taking into account the fact that the pandemic hurt us. And the reason the government passed the PPP program was precisely to assist nonprofits that have suffered as a result of the pandemic. I can tell you for a fact that WBAI lost well over $100,000, maybe $200,000 as a result of fundraisers that had to be canceled and all kinds of other dislocations. And we received $94,000 from the PPP program, which we were very grateful for. And I know that's the case in every single station. So it is truly appalling that we are being blamed for accepting the government assistance that's meant to assist nonprofits in their hour of need. I am really appalled by the tactics of New Day Pacifica.
This is Lydia. May I speak again?
Yes, Lydia.
Yes, okay. And this is to Alex's point, because I agree, of course, with Andrea that we absolutely want the participation of membership. Ask them at every election to vote for their representatives for the LSBs. There's no doubt about that. But the onslaught of disinformation is very hypnotic at times. We saw that there were, despite the results in the November election, there were 70 million people who succumbed to disinformation for 4 years, by and large. So you can see what you're fighting against, because negative information is very deep-seated and tends to act as sediment. And so we're trying to combat that with truth, which is what Pacifica is about, is to go to the opposite of disinformation and inform people with the reality. And we do plan to do that, because that's one of the saddest parts about this. And also, although the bylaws can be improved and they can be useful, but at the end of the day, it's the measure of all of those of us who participate and give up our free time to do so. And most of us, by the way, on this board, I think everybody is a professional, and we bring aspects of our professions and talents to the board, which is why Pacifica has been able to maintain itself since 1946. That's no small feat, by the way. Thank you.
Arthur, did you want to say anything more?
Well, I think it's my turn, Chair. This is Dwayne Lark.
Hold on.
I think the question of democracy is the key, and the potential for something really awful to happen in the first few months or in the first year, no matter how forthright and no matter how qualified somebody might be who publishes in the LA Weekly. The only reason WBAI is on the air is because there was a Democratic board, and people in the other stations mostly were aghast. And that's the thing that continues to rub me the wrong way. And it's not a Democratic election. A Democratic election would be, we vote to have national elections, and then we have a competitive election, not a bylaw that includes the names of the officers who are going to take office. That's not an election. That's an up and down on a set number of people, which is not, I never heard of that as a way to promote democracy, except in totalitarian countries. Thank you.
Okay. Dwayne, I guess you didn't speak, right?
That's correct. I don't mind, as they say in baseball, taking the cleanup position. I would say, response to the high-mindedness and arrogance of the one lawyer on the call, who is a board member, his words spoke elitism. And certainly I do not, represent, nor my views represent, or my words represent Scaliaism. That's just high-mindedness. But nevertheless, I have read some of Lou Hill's writings, and I do believe you can glean a vision of a person. Quite frankly, the foundation wasn't rich when it started. It was several years later. It could have gone bankrupt if the stations, like they do now, are not paying their national, assessments. But more important, KPFT will survive if it start trying to represent the 70% of people of color that is in its MSA, its Metropolitan Service Area, instead of trying to maintain the status quo, which is almost 80% of its grid being Anglo. So that's part of KPFT's problem. Moreover, I believe that spending another 100,000 or more every year for the people who last year voted and said hell no to this same concept is insane in itself, but also destructive. And also reveals some of the motives. If you don't want to read motives, just open your eyes. And I personally am a professional broadcaster in both nonprofit and for-profit for over the last 30 years. I have a degree in radio broadcasting and communication, sir. And nevertheless, I think the whole concept of Pacifica is to bring in all types of people and not the one Lyndon referred to, which has a great resume, but don't have an iota of knowledge and experience as relates to radio or communications or running a foundation.
Time.
How much time do we have left?
It's a radio man. Perfect time.
Let's see. We have 9 minutes, Chair.
9 minutes. Okay. Then what we'll do is, for the last few minutes, we'll just take a stack. And I'd like to put myself on the stack and I'll...
Lyndon for the stack.
Dwayne to the stack.
Lyndon. 2 minutes, Chair.
Yeah, leave it at 2 minutes. Lyndon, Dwayne, who else?
Sandra to the stack.
Sandra, okay.
Lawrence to the stack, time permitting.
Ron to the stack with a recommendation that we limit it to 1 minute, 2 minutes, so it's gone quick.
All right, well, let's see.
Let's second that.
Get on here.
Mr. Chairman, point of inquiry.
What is your point of inquiry?
Are we going to take a vote at the end of this debate?
Yes, we will.
Okay, I'll call the question.
Can't call the question. We're continuing. Okay, so nobody else besides us, Lyndon, Dwayne, Sandra, and Lawrence, and then, okay, then that's what it is. Lyndon.
And Ron Pinchback, Chair. Ron Pinchback also.
Ron? Okay. Ron, I'll put you on after Lawrence. And I'll reserve the privilege of going last. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think you asked who I was running against. I guess I'm running against you, Alex. And people have said that we don't have any ideas. Well, I have brought two pretty good ideas. One's a little out there, but the idea of a bond for private placement bond, I brought that idea up, and then the NFT idea. So I have ideas. Anyway, a quote, men make their own history, but they don't make it as they please. They do it. They make it under self-selected circumstances, but under circumstances existing already, given and transmitted from the past. The tradition of all dead generations weighs like a nightmare on the brains of the living. Do you know who that is, Alex?
I'm glad to hear that you have read Father Marx. Okay, Dwayne.
Well, certainly, I do believe that we're going to have another bad spent amount of money to hear the same message from our members. And I'm going to make a prediction, a very hopeful prediction, that the members will say once again, 2-1, hell no. And hopefully then the leadership of this foundation will make some impediment more difficult for these folk to come back a third time to try to force this foundation to spend money that is totally unnecessary. But I'm very hopeful that the Fight Back organization, as well as other organizations that worked very hard last time, will defeat this thing, and the people will speak resoundingly loud that we don't go for the okey-doke.
Okay. Sandra?
Thank you. Okay, so we have no way of what the outcome will be. We have no way of knowing what the outcome will be. But whatever it is, I'm hopefully optimistic that we can move forward and do the right thing for Pacifica. There's nothing wrong with being a professional. People that can offer leadership, and I'm in support of appointing a national development director. You know, let's find some money to pay for somebody who can do that for us. You know, but to keep reiterating, this is not dismissing the democratization. This is allowing the members to vote, and the members are interested. The last time around,
people voted it down resoundingly because there was a lot of suspicion about where it came from, and it wasn't ideal. I voted against it. But I realized at that time we still need change. And so when the New Day Pacifica bylaws referendums presented themselves to me, I gave it a listen, and I said, well, it's probably not perfect, but it's a step in the right direction, and we should at least give it a try. Because this foundation, the various iterations of this board, have had 18 years to try to improve upon what we already had.
Fine.
Thank you.
Lawrence? Chair, we're using 2 minutes, right?
Yes.
One.
There wasn't time yet.
What, somebody?
1 minute.
Didn't you call time?
I did not. Someone else did.
Oh, I'm sorry then. Sandra, you may continue.
I'll keep it short.
I just want to say, guys,
nobody should be calling time who's not the timekeeper.
Well, come is this still 2 minutes?
Yes.
May I finish?
Didn't know that. I thought it was 1 minute. That's why I stopped.
Who cares?
May I finish?
I care.
Hurry up. Yes, finish.
We're all in the same boat, people. We need to be rowing in the right direction. We need to do what's right for the foundation. I understand there's a lot of passion on both sides, and we will respectfully agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, we have to put our personal thoughts aside and move forward in a better direction, one that is more cooperative and one that will actually get things done. Thank you.
Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair. So unity is not uniformity. No plan. New Day Pacifica has no plan, has not put one forward. Ponzi schemes are Ponzi schemes. Madoff demonstrated that, and for that, he did what he had to do. He did a lot of time. So Ponzi schemes are not plans. Those are just schemes. So we need concrete plans, not Ponzi schemes. So in regards to rolling along in the same boat, the reason Pacifica is Pacifica is because we are different. We are diverse. We have minds of our own. We're not going to be Trumpians, like go and do a resurrection on the U.S. Capitol. That's uniformity. That's rowing in the same boat. We are not rowing the same boat. This is Pacifica. So get it right. Unity is not uniformity, and thank goodness that is not. Because if it was, we wouldn't be the vibrant network that we have been for over 50 years. Vote no. Visit PacificaFightBack.org for further information on this Ponzi scheme. Thank you.
Ron, your turn.
And I just want to remind our colleague that, you know, who insists that, you know, this won't, you know, diminish democracy. You know, it was democracy that allowed this kind of participation. That person ascended to the vice president, to the vice chairmanship of this board. That's democracy. Okay? That's democracy. That's how it works. So, you know, no lectures about, you know, anything except this. If we lose this, the PNB will cease to exist. That's a fact. Okay? That is a fact. That's not speculation. That's a fact. You know, those are intentions. And then the notion, I mean, the audacity to self-appoint four people to run the network for the next 4 years, 3 to 4 years, there won't be no democracy there. And listen, you know, who appointed, who, I mean, good gracious. I don't think anybody on this board would want to capitulate their rights to vote and choose, you know, the management of this network. We fought hard and long over ED battles and things like this. So the idea of appointing four people, self-appointing four people to run the network with no experience running a network, had no idea what it would take to manage the five stations, you know, and to work and to fundraise. And trust me, once again, I reiterate, if this passes, donors are going to dry up. The minor donors are going to dry up. Why should they support something that's disenfranchising their vote? And this network, and I challenge any one of these New Day people to tell me what plan they have for a 20, 30, 40% reduction in revenue, you know, for this network, because people say, you know what, I'm done. They're not interested in my vote. They're taking my vote. You know, we got these self-appointed people. They're changing my programming, and I can't say nothing. I can't do nothing.
I'm not sure you heard me. I did say time.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Time. Okay. I think it's my turn. First, I want to respond to Lyndon. Lyndon, you do have some good ideas, but guess what? You didn't have to wait for a New Day Pacifica revised structure to present them. You presented them to the Pacifica National Board as it is now, and we've taken them seriously and we're working on it. So what is your point? This goes to the heart of the matter. The New Day Pacifica crowd keeps saying that they have some magical plan to restructure and rebuild Pacifica. Where's the plan? I have not seen a single financial plan out of New Day Pacifica. All we get is rhetoric and the most much abused word I've ever heard, and that's the word professionals. I'm not against professionals. I'm not against professionalism. But who is a professional? Was John Verniel a professional? What about the two people that you're naming as officers who supported John Verniel, who applauded the takedown of WBAI against the wishes of the board of directors, who supported the last round of bylaws amendments that were thrown down our throats? Are they professional? Look, I've been in the corporate world, and I've had to sit across the desk from people in suits calling themselves professionals who are empty assholes. They're all over the place. We have to distinguish who we really are and who we want to be. We don't want to be professionals like that. And I don't mind being with what some people dismiss as the hoi polloi who don't have advanced degrees. I think we're here to represent all those people. So thank you. I urgently wish everybody vote no on this referendum.
Yeah, that is time for this item.
Okay. We now come to a vote. Madam Secretary, could you please call the roll? And the actual motion is, shall the Pacifica National Board endorse the New Day Pacifica? Well, I don't know if I use the word endorse. It's on the, let me bring up the draft.
It's adopt. It should be adopt. Shall we adopt?
Shall the Pacifica National Board approve? It should be adopt. Adopt, yes. Is better.
Yes.
Adopt the rewrite of the Pacifica bylaws known as New Day Pacifica. And if you want to look at all 58 pages of that, I gave you a link where you can go look at the 58 pages of those amendments. So, Madam Secretary, Recording Secretary, can you please take the roll?
Sorry about that. My dog was barking, so I muted. Let's go. Chris Corey.
No.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
No.
Can we do that again? I'm still not hearing you. Chris Corey.
N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar.
Sorry about that. I was not hearing you. Got it. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Got it. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray.
No.
Julie Hewitt.
No.
Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina? Sabrina Jacobs, are you muted? No, no.
Sorry, Sabrina, no.
I'm not hearing you.
I apologize. This is Sabrina. No. I vote no.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Okay. Wally James.
Yes.
Votes yes. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne votes no.
No. Ali Lexa.
Abstain.
Oh my. Okay, abstains. Thomas O'Rourke.
No.
Votes no. Jim Osborne.
Yes.
Oh, no, no, no.
Yes. Okay, Ron Pinchback.
No.
Ralph Pointer.
No, 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 no.
Sorry,
Sorry about that. I was engaged in another discussion. My apologies.
Okay. Sandra Rollins.
Did you get it?
Wait a minute. Chris Corey? Yeah. Okay, back to Sandra Rollins.
Yes.
Votes yes. Lawrence Reyes.
Okay, you need to whistle at your dog. I say no.
I figured. Sean Rhodes.
I also say no.
Votes no. James Sagerton.
No.
No. Andrea Turner. Andrea Turner. I guess we'll.
Sorry about that. No, no. No.
No, no. Okay, gotcha. Beth Von Gunten.
No.
No. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes no.
Okay, nobody has passed. Let me see if there are any that I didn't catch. No. So we have one, two, three, four yeses. Whoops, there's four. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 votes no. Alex, would you care to vote? Alex?
No.
I presume you are voting and you are voting no. That makes 16 no's.
That's correct.
And one abstention, so... Four yes, 16 no, one abstention.
Okay, is there anybody who did not vote?
Not that I can see.
Okay, thank you. Then that's...
Chair, request for information, Lawrence.
What is your request for information?
Is that a two-thirds vote? Two-thirds majority vote? 16-4?
It is, but there's no requirement.
I know, I just wanted to be pointed out. Thank you.
It's definitely more than two thirds, actually.
4-1. Okay.
Then we move on to the next item on the agenda, and that's committee reports. And governance committee, do we have a report from the governance committee?
Yes, we have a brief report. Pro Tem Chair, because we have not held an election, we will be holding an election on the 28th or the 29th, which is, I think it's the last Wednesday of the month.
Okay, I'm not,
We're
discussing any reports relating to the bylaws.
I'm getting to that, Alex. Thank you. Okay. So the governance committee, the PNB governance committee,
I've polled, and there's three members of the P&B Governance Committee that are proponents of the bylaws referendum, and the other nine members of the P&B Governance Committee are diametrically opposed to this referendum, and I just wanted to report that out. I am a proponent of the no campaign on this referendum, and many of the governing committee members are also members of the same the no campaign. So I just want to say that the governance committee recommends a no vote on the New Day Pacifica referendum. Thank you.
Well, let me just clarify. Did the governance committee actually meet and pass a motion on that?
No, but the body of the work that the governance committee has been doing, and Vanessa and others could chime in, we expressed our concerns. I'm just reporting a sense of the body, Chair, in regards to, but we did not take a specific vote, but everyone, the majority of the governance committee, which is better than, about 2/3, except for the three proponents of the New Day, for the next yes campaign, diametrically oppose and recommend a no vote on the referendum.
Okay,
so that's the sense of the body.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. We have another report from the WBAI Local Station Board. I will ask either James or Ralph to read that report. Which one of you would like to do it?
I can do it, Chair. I believe I was designated to do it at the LSP meeting. I'm not sure.
Okay. I don't remember.
Okay, this is a report from the WBAI Local Station Board, functioning as a committee of the Pacifica National Board. And the title is Reject the 2021 Proposed Changes in the Pacifica Bylaws. Whereas WBAI and the other four Pacifica stations are listener-funded community radio stations that rely to survive on their ties with the communities they serve. And whereas WBAI seeks to both deepen and to strengthen its links with the listener area it serves. And whereas a vital component in WBAI's links with the communities it serves is its elected local station board, whose members are put forth from and elected by the WBAI broadcast community through a membership vote. And whereas the current Pacifica bylaws in the specific powers and duties of the local station boards define and mandate specific ways in which the elected local station boards hold the management of the station accountable to the board, listeners, and staff who elect it, and whereas all these powers and duties would be eliminated by these proposed bylaws changes, and the locally elected local station board would be totally abolished, and whereas the current Pacifica National Board that governs Pacifica at the national level, that is now democratically elected by the local station board at each station, would be totally eliminated and replaced by a national board of 15 members with only one director elected from each station. And whereas the body called the local station board would be stripped of its governance authority and have no powers or say at all over our station WBAI, its programming, policies, or any related issues. Whereas this would be the death of WBAI as we know it, and we could never get it back again, be it resolved that the WBAI Local Station Board urges all members of the Pacifica National Board to vote no on any motion or proposal to pass the Pacifica bylaws changes being advocated by New Day Pacifica. Thank you, Chair. Chair?
You're muted, Alex.
Okay, how much time do we have left for this item, Lawrence?
That was a 15-minute item, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have 7.5 minutes left, Chair.
Okay. It's open. We're open for discussion on. There's no motions here. These are just reports. But if anybody wants to comment or have a question, we have a few minutes.
Ron, to the back. Sorry.
Ron, go ahead.
Yes. Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I applaud BAI for taking that step. I just want to also report that the WPFW local station board also voted unanimously to reject approval of this bylaws referendum. We will be issuing a statement, at a later time, but that vote was taken last night, and it was unanimous to not support the New Day Pacifica referendum.
Thank you, Ron. Let me ask, James, can I ask you, what was the vote on the WBI local station board for this?
Yes.
Vote?
Thank you, Chair. I meant to say that, and I didn't. The vote was unanimous, and for the members of the body, it was, it's phrased in the form of a motion because it was a motion and before the WBI local station board, and they did pass it unanimously.
Thank you. Okay. Anybody else?
Alex, would you put me on the stack?
Go ahead.
So, James and Alex, I would ask that you please express my appreciation as a Pacifica board member for the board writing this remarkable statement and analysis of it all. So thank you so much, and please thank the board.
Thank you.
Will do. Thank you.
Anybody else?
Chair, can I be recognized? I also want to thank WBAI for stepping up and WPFW. And we, the KPFK LSV, meets on Sunday. And I'm going to consult with my colleague, Beth Van Guten, about also proposing a report out, a position on the deformers referendum. Thank you.
Okay, anybody else?
This is Heather. May I ask one more question?
Go ahead.
I would like to send this statement out nationally. I'm assuming that's all right. Is that correct?
All
right, thank you.
This is a public forum.
Yes, good, thank you.
anybody else? Okay, according to the timeline, the local station boards will next get a chance to vote on the referendums themselves. And I mean, not only to pass motions expressing their sentiment, but to actually vote up and down on the referendum. So, Arthur, you're still on the call, I see. Is there some, do the local station boards have to wait any appreciable time before they vote?
It has to be done by a certain date,
I believe it's in the middle of May sometime, right?
Yeah, it's in the last, the third Wednesday in May. I mean, the third or weekend in May.
So make sure.
It's 1 day after our LSP, so that's how I know.
So make sure you all schedule that. And by the way, it's, a vote on a referendum is a vote of your delegates assembly. It's not a regular local station board meeting.
Last day per the list I have here is the 17th of May.
Okay. So make sure you schedule a delegates assembly before the 17th of May at all your stations.
Will do.
Okay. If there's no further comments or discussion, We can adjourn, and we do have a closed session. We're not going to have a lot of time for it, but we'll have some. Do you want to take a, why don't we take a 5-minute break and then resume in a closed session?
Oh, that'd be, I'll be so grateful for that. Thank you.
Okay. So see you in a closed session. Motion to adjourn, please.
So moved, James.
Any, second? Any objection? Okay. See you in 5 minutes. You can stay on the same Zoom call if you want.